This is Ozarks at Large. In the first months of his presidency, Donald Trump issued an executive order rescinding the Waters of the United States rule, protecting certain streams, wetlands, and groundwater from protection under the Clean Water Act. The federal Clean Water Rule was originally signed into law by President Barack Obama in May 2015. Soon after taking office last month, President Joe Biden issued an executive order to reinstate President Obama's 2015 rule. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, Arkansas Republican Senator John Bozeman joined 23 colleagues in signing a resolution to uphold the former president's rule.
Last April, the Environmental Protection Agency and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers published President Donald Trump's Navigable Waters Protection Rule in the Federal Register, redefining the waters of the United States. That's a technical term defining the scope of jurisdiction for Clean Water Act regulations on our nation's waterways. Trump issued his executive order in 2017, removing hard-fought Obama-era federal protections for millions of miles of ephemeral streams, drainage channels, as well as over 100 million acres of sensitive wetlands. Trump called it the worst examples of federal regulation run amok. U.S. Senator John Bozeman supports Trump's water rule.
Well, I think we really have to go back to the original act that created Waters of the U.S., the Clean Water Act. And because of that act, we've had dramatic improvement in the water quality and things throughout our country. We can be very, very proud of that. On the other hand, when they wrote the act, they really didn't define what Waters of the U.S. was very well at all. So it was open to interpretation.
Since 1980, all three branches of government have fought over how to interpret the meaning of which waters of the United States should be protected.
So in 2015, President Obama came out with a ruling that they hoped would clarify, but it was really very, very vague. And so how can people plan? Because it affected not only our farm community, but it affected you if you were going to build a house and there was a drainage ditch out front, development, all kinds of things that really directly affected everyone.
Bozeman, this year officially named ranking Republican member of the Senate Agricultural Committee, recently signed a congressional resolution in protest of Biden's intent, defending Trump's navigable waters protection rule.
And I think that this rule amongst the farm community and really people in general that are involved in development, involved in all of the various aspects of land use, have been fairly pleased with it. On the other hand, there's still controversy. So that's where we're at. President Biden now is looking at it, and they're trying to decide what they want to do in the future. But it is one of those things that we need to get settled in the sense, how can you use a piece of property, or if you're buying a piece of property, what are going to be the situations as far as usage? And we'll have to wait and see what President Biden and his administration comes out with. But this has been something that's been marked with controversy. I hope that we don't go back to the 2015 rule.
We queried several Northwest Arkansas water quality advocates as well as Beaver Water District about Biden's intention to nullify Trump's water rule. Only Gordon Watkins, president of the Buffalo River Watershed Alliance, agreed to speak on the complicated issue.
We welcome the recognition that waters are interconnected.
The Buffalo River Watershed Alliance is internationally known for successfully battling for 7 years to shut down an industrial swine breeding factory permitted by the state to operate just a few miles upstream of the Buffalo River, the nation's first nationally declared river. The alliance is among a coalition of 90 environmental and eco-legal defense groups commenting on the new rulemaking for an April 2020 U.S. Supreme Court decision against the dumping of partially treated sewage into underground lava wells on the islands of Maui found to be polluting nearby navigable waters, the ocean.
In particular, here in the Ozarks where we live, our waters are very interconnected, and even our little ephemeral streams, which may be dry, apparently dry most of the year, still have a hydrological connection to other waters, including our groundwaters, where I get my drinking water from the side of the hill, where spring just pops out and flows to my house.
Portions of the Ozarks bioregion are underlain with karst, a solid limestone formation filled with channels and chambers through which surface water drains.
Being in a karst region, we're very sensitive to that interconnectivity. And the Obama administration's definitions of waters of the U.S. recognize that. When they included ephemeral streams and non-adjacent wetlands and some of those things that may seem benign on their own, but are actually part of our water system, and so we would welcome the Biden administration's efforts to reinstitute those Obama definitions and regulations.
Watkins is also a farmer who's grown acres of commercial blueberries. He doesn't consider the Obama water rule to be an intrusion on such business.
The Little Buffalo River runs right through the middle of our property. I cross it every day, and I'm sensitive to the issues of stream bank stabilization, for example, to prevent sedimentation of the streams. And I don't think I'm unusual in that respect. I think most farmers want to protect their resources.
Watkins says suggesting that Obama's original Clean Water Act jurisdiction would vastly impede land use is not credible.
I'm sure for some people, developers in particular, that may want to go in and clear wetlands to build housing developments, for example, it's probably an inconvenience for them sometimes, but that's a short-sightedness.
He's referring to the ecological commons shared by all, which require protection by all. If Biden chooses to repeal Trump's navigable waters rule, reinstating Obama's definition for waters of the United States, his administration will likely be met with a surge of new legal challenges from red states, as well as impacted agricultural and industry interests. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.